This week on The Bottom Line, I find a boat to cure seasickness, I get run over by an icebreaker, and Christy falls over. And this is The Bottom Line.
Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say without going, "Hi, I'm Doug," and "I'm Christy," and she goes, "Okay, here. Hey, everybody, I'm Doug." Oh, Christy's not here. She's actually on vacation this week, so you're stuck with me. Welcome to The Bottom Line. Things are getting a little freaky out there. Welcome to The Bottom Line. We're going to jump right in it. First of all, we're going to talk about crew on Russian boats in Crew Corner, so please stick around for that. Okay, let's jump into our sponsors, Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rice Crew Apparel. Marine Data Solutions, I've got 99 problems on board.
And the internet's not one of them.
And Salty Rice Crew Apparel. I can tell you with all honesty, because Christy's not here, that Dave is a bad guy. He will do anything that you want for a price. Now, he also does bed linens and crew uniforms and all kinds of other stuff. But I don't know what to tell you guys. If you noticed, Dave's the enforcer. And Marine Data, you know, the Italians, they're kind of like, you know, "I'm stuck here. Send help." All right. Anyway, those are really good sponsors. We love those guys. Check them out. Okay. Next, yacht industry news. Working. The whole show's not going to be about Russia, but I'm going to tell you guys what you need to know about Russia and yachts. And by the way, a lot of people are like, "Oh, you're taking sides. You're taking sides." I'm trying to report the news. I'm not taking sides. I am going to take sides when somebody threatens us with nuclear war. That's where I draw the line. So anyway, listen, sanctions continue to keep the Russian yacht owners on the run. These boats are literally getting underway and running to a safe port, safe haven. Now, there's not a lot of yachts that have been sanctioned, but a lot of the big ones have. Take a look at this this clip right here of our president saying he's going after the yachts.
The United States Department of Justice is assembling a dedicated task force to go after the crimes of the Russian oligarchs. We're joining with European allies to find and seize their yachts, their luxury apartments, their private jets.
Okay, so I reported midweek last week that the 512-foot yacht Dilbar, the Germans took it. It was in Blumenvoss. Putin's boat got out of there just beforehand. He was lucky with that. Now, there are five other yachts that are on the radar. Okay. Nord, and we know that Nord is in Seychelles, and they probably put it there because Seychelles apparently is a safe place for those guys. Lady M, Solaris, Galactic, Supernova, and Predator, okay, are currently the yachts that governments are trying to find where they are. So these guys, I don't know exactly where they are, but these are the boats that they're targeting. Dilbar on its own is almost $600 million. So this is a big deal. I also have to ask, what happens when we take the boats? I mean, do we have, you know, I'll talk to you about crew on these yachts at Crew Corner. Okay, next. Take a look at this video. This is nothing to do with the war. These are two merchant ships. And take a look at this, or listen to this VHF conversation.
I was from Russia.
Yes, from Russia, Russian
commander. Ясно, экипаж России, да? Ребята, мы отказываемся от бункеровки, мы отказываемся снабжать ваш пароход.
Кто с вами говорит?
С вами говорит старший помощник капитана с Грузии. Мы не будем снабжать ваш пароход. Русский корабль, иди нахуй.
Оккупанты, бля!
Уважаемые, давайте без политики, у нас топливо заканчивается.
Ну, если у вас топливо заканчивается, вы можете использовать...
Весла! Пошли вы нахуй!
Слава героям! Слава Украине! Героям слава!
So, yeah, that's kind of messed up. Now, I'm going to give you my opinion, okay? I personally would never leave anyone stranded at sea, put their lives in danger, on and on and on. There's a lot of weird shit going on. Everybody's got to make their own call, and they have to stand behind their beliefs. Okay, next. Admiral Carl Schultz has reported that the Coast Guard cutter Polar Star has gone farther south than any other ship has ever gone in the history of man. that's pretty cool. 12 miles farther. Now, why? Well, there's something about the ice caps melting a little, so it was actually where ice normally was is just water. The captain has stated that himself, the crew, and the boat are very proud to join the ranks of Admiral Byrd, Shackleton. And by the way, Shackleton was the guy who named the place where they are. They are in the Bay of Whales. And the reason is because there was a lot of whales there. So good job, Coast Guard. I'll tell you what, we don't have enough icebreakers. Matter of fact, this is our only working heavy class icebreaker. So please, let's get some more. Next, the Bahamas has just announced, and I want you guys to check this because they have a tendency of going back and forth, but the Bahamian government has announced that you do not need the 5-day COVID test after you go into the country. So currently, or previously, you had to get tested, you get the visa, you show up, and then you get the 5-day test. They're saying no more, which is going to be great for us because if you're in some remote island, you don't have to go back. All right. Please check, though, because they change their mind a lot. Next, a company over in California is trying to solve the problem of seasickness. All right. And it's their solution is called the Martini 7.0. It's a 165-foot catamaran that has articulated hulls, and the catamaran rides in the middle. Take a look at this stuff. This thing's insane. Now, I really dig it. I think it's cool. But a couple of things looking at this. How do you get in the engine room? Because the engines are in the hulls. So you're going through like really bad waves. And they're saying 12 footers is not a problem. They're saying top speed of 24 knots. And they're going to say that there's zero movement. What happens if something breaks? You got to go down there. Or what happens if one of the systems breaks and you're all tilted over? Anyway, we're going to keep our eyes out on that. It is kind of cool. Next, everybody's always complaining that yachts are you don't need them, and they're polluting the environment, and they're just destroying everything. Well, a company called Ides Yachts has come up with a solution, and their boat is called the Sail 55. Now, Sail 55 obviously is 55 meters. It's a pretty sexy boat, and it's obviously a sailboat. But here's the kicker. No combustible engines, internal combustible engines on board. It uses water, solar, and wind to either provide power or generate power. Obviously, the sails will, generate lift and off the boat goes. But they're also using solar, and they're using all kinds of other stuff. Drags on winches with the sails, kind of like braking on an electric car. This thing has no motors. It can go anywhere it wants. It can run everything on board and has zero internal combustion engines. So, ta-da, the first 100% green yacht. Check it out. I hope they build it. Bottom feeders. Look at that big shark. Isn't that awesome? Okay, so we're going to give out some shout-outs to Therese. I don't know where you are, Therese, but thanks for keep sending all the info and keep watching the show. I love it. I believe you're on the West Coast. Check in and let me know. Karishna, who's in Trinidad, she says, hey, Trinidad's watching. Well, I know it's the summer down there. No, it's actually it's spring, so you probably are not like sweating to death. Asola from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, keep on watching. Estelle Yachting in Palma, Mallorca is now watching the show. So big shout out to those guys, Estelle Yachting in Palma, Mallorca. And now I have an unnamed one, and she's in Moscow, and I don't want to name her name, but she's a fan of the show. All I can tell you is she says her Facebook's going on and off and her YouTube's going on and off. It's very strange. They're kind of in the dark a little on what's going on. But anyway, keep on watching and I hope everything works out. Crew Corner brought to you by Crew Haven. Crew Haven, they have houses right next to Lauderdale Marine Center and they are clean. They're efficient. They have internet and they have laundry. So here's the deal. Like if you're doing a refit and you want to get away from the captain, because trust me, we want to get away from you guys too. Check out Crew Haven at crewhaven1501.com. By the way, nobody's here. I can tell you right now, they will give you, they will set up monkeys, in little butler outfits. You can jump off the roof into the pool. Just as long as Jamie doesn't know, don't jump off the roof. Okay. Now this week, we're going to talk about what happens if you're working on a Russian yacht. There's a lot of stuff going on. So I'm going to give you guys some stats. And I know some other big news outlets cover it, so I'm not going to bore you with all the stuff you've already heard of. But First of all, Russian owners represent 9% of all the yachting in the world, okay? They are only second to us, United States. So they're not all having Russian flags on, but there are quite a few of them out there, okay? As far as new builds, they represent almost 14%. So what does all this mean? It means they have a very large footprint in the yachting industry. And you could very well look at a yacht and not even know that there is a, it's owned by a Russian because they have different flags. So it is going to bottle up, especially in the Mediterranean. If these boats sit, you know, they're going to make yard periods harder because it's going to be clogged up. Also, let's just say you're working on one. Let's put politics aside for a minute. Even if they're not one of the targeted yachts. And one of our bottom feeders sent this in because he is in Cabo San Lucas, and you can see that there is a Russian boat with a Russian flag sitting in the harbor. I don't know why he's there. I don't know if he's on the list for sanctions. But here's the thing. If things get worse and you work on a Russian yacht, do you really want to go back to, do you want to be, say, British, South African, American, French, whatever, and all of a sudden the owner says, things are getting snotty out there, I want you to bring the boat up to the North Sea and park it in Russia. What do you do? Okay? Even if they're not on the list of yachts that the governments want to target, it's going to be harder for the Russian owners to send money to the yachts. So if you're working on one of these boats, there's also a possibility that pay could become an issue. Maintenance could become an issue if they cannot have money going back and forth, even through management companies, because they're not targeting flags, they're targeting the owners. All right. Visa. There's a whole bunch of American companies that already said we're stopping doing business with Russia. Does that mean the Visa cards for these boats aren't going to work anymore? As crew, you have to weigh the good with the bad. I'm not saying bail, but I definitely believe that you should be realistic on what you're getting yourself into. And you also have to be very realistic that even though your guy is just a normal guy, he doesn't like anything that's going on, he's going to have problems. And if things get worse, he could very easily say, I want to protect my asset, send it here. You could be an American crew member working for a Russian guy that's a good guy, but all of a sudden he wants his yacht somewhere else. Now, let's just say you're in Russia. You're an American in Russia on a Cayman Island flag yacht. It's probably not a good position to be in. Weigh your options. Keep your head on a swivel. And frankly, if it was me, and this is my personal opinion, I'm out. There were over in the Med already a crew of four on a 30-meter. The guy was not under sanctions. They just said, we don't want to be involved in this. And they told the guy politely, and they walked off. So this has never happened in the history of anything, not at all. So there's no game plan. You just got to keep your head on a swivel. And frankly, there's so many crew jobs out there. Do you really want to get involved in some sort of political back and forth where you could actually be in trouble? We have a NBA woman's NBA player right now who's stuck in Russia, and she's looking at 10 years. Think about that. Okay, I'm Doug, and this is Not Christy, and that's the bottom line. Thank you.